This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think that with the right coach, if Ben, this is fantasy land talk, if Harden would actually listen, I think this could work. I mean, you could be a lot more effective. There's a way to play with these two guys and actually win basketball games in the playoffs. Now, I don't know that they have the right people around them. I think the complete small ball thing is a mistake. And if you are going to do that, get some guys who can make threes.
Yeah.
And I think at some point, it's Daryl Morey. You got to have a discussion about Daryl Morey. If Harden is going to be your guy and you're going to build around James Harden, then doesn't Daryl Morey have to get better players?
Carson Wentz should be embarrassed. A lot of that is on him and that offensive line. And, you know, for a guy, Carson Wentz, who's like looking to take that next step, looking to be an MVP caliber guy, he wants to be an elite level quarterback. What an awful, awful showing. He's got to get it together, because while he did have some early skins on the wall and he looked really good early, now injuries, constantly injuries. And then that's how you start off. No thanks.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, and at M.K. Pallet. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can get on Twitch, comment there, hear us during the breaks. And our man Eric Warner from Carbach joins us. And we missed you at your home there on Thursday, Eric.
I heard there was quite a lot of excitement there.
It was a good time, man. We were bummed that you weren't there. It's a big, poor decision on your part. But the beer was really good. Everyone had good things to say about it. It was a great success. And, I'm excited for you to get back and try it.
I heard you guys almost got swept away by a torrent of yeast and hops.
That did happen, yeah. While we were doing the show, a bunch of beer started squirting out under the door. But, you know, things like that will happen from time to time, I suppose.
I think there's still a hop particulate on the case that we had all the equipment in.
Well, there you go.
So it actually got on some of your equipment.
Oh, yeah, but none of the electronic part of it. We were able to save everything. I did wear new shoes to Carbach, and I got beer on my new shoes day one. So thanks for that.
Well, hey, if there was anything was going to get on them, wouldn't that be the perfect thing for you, AJ?
Well, if only they had someone there that could be like in charge of the place and make sure stuff like that didn't happen. I wish they had a guy like that, like a leader.
Well, you just said a couple minutes ago, like, stuff like that happens. Like, you sound conflicted there, AJ. Should heads roll over this or not?
I'm just saying, like, maybe you should be there to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen, is all I'm saying. Are you ever coming back to Texas?
I am. In a couple weeks, I should be back there.
In a couple weeks. My goodness. What a life.
Yeah, can we have a remote at Carbach just to celebrate your return?
Hey, that's not a bad idea, man. That's a really good idea. We'll have to roll out some special music, another special beer. Did you guys try? So you love the beer.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Good.
And I didn't get any negative feedback on it. Everybody's I thought it was going to be too sweet, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's not overly sweet. It's subtle. I think it's enough ABV that it's not a sugar bomb. I thought it was really good.
Did you guys try the Black Lives Matter?
We did.
Beer?
Yes, we did.
And what'd you think of that?
Mine was better.
Yeah, AJ's beer was better.
The beer we made was way better, Eric.
Well, that's because I was there to design it with you.
That's
the other
right.
One, the guys just kind of...
They went without you.
Yeah. Was it... did you find it, like, too roasty?
Yep.
Or was it too sweet?
Nope,
too
roasty.
Too roasty.
Yep. And you guys had a beer on the wall there too that I tried. It was the quad with figs and dates.
Yep.
And that beer is delicious.
Well, that's kind of the Kentucky Habit base beer.
Yeah.
Ish. I think figs and dates, like in a dark Belgian style, like double or quad. You can't go wrong, and that's what it's all about, is kind of pairing the right fruit with the right beer style, and that just takes years of experience.
Well, you certainly have years of experience, so there's that. But
you calling me old, Fred?
I'm just saying, aren't we pretty close to the same age?
Pot and kettle, the two of you.
I know AJ calls us old all the time.
I don't anymore. I'm 40 now, so I stay here and shut my mouth.
Now, I remember when I was 40, I really started noticing aches and pains that I had never had before. Are you kind of going through that a little bit?
Well, I'm going through, I'm currently doing physical therapy on my shoulder that I need to have surgery on. So, yeah, I notice it.
Now, I missed something along the line there. How'd you do that?
I did it probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer than that, lifting weights. And then I just kept fighting with it. So it's not like it got any better, and it's been a mess for a long time, but I have to do physical therapy on it because apparently if you just get shoulder surgery done, your posture becomes terrible because you have to be used to having those muscles hold your shoulders back. And if you don't have that, then when you do get it, everything pulls forward and it's a total mess. So
you need to get some Triactin.
I don't know what that is. Triactin like a man.
Boom.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Somebody dropped that on me this weekend because I was complaining about my shoulder. I was in New Mexico archery hunting, and the guy's like, the guide there is like a stud, and he's like, oh yeah, you got to shoot like 20 arrows a day. I'm like, dude, I got the shoulder issue, but I think I might have the same thing, dude, because I did it actually during the COVID. Because gyms were closed, I was just reverting old school push-ups, and I did it on the dumbbells. Like I held the dumbbells on the ground instead of having palms flat on the ground. And I think that ever since then, it's kind of been jacked. So the physical therapy, is that working?
I mean, it's not helping any, but it's supposed to just help when I recover from the surgery. Like I've got a torn rotator cuff, a torn bicep tendon, a torn labrum. Everything's been shredded in there.
Oh,
yeah, so it's not like aches and pains.
Have to have the surgery.
Yeah, it's not just like little aches and pains. I'm actually broken.
Oh man.
Yeah, well, times are hard. Hey, I saw that you and I both almost won the pool in week one. We were both one away. Fred was terrible in week one. But
I saw he did not perform well.
But going 1-3, Fred's got one left to go.
Yeah, I could still only be partially terrible.
And going 4-1 actually pays the same. So he did just as good as us, apparently. What are your thoughts on the games tonight? I know obviously the Broncos Titans is got to be at the forefront for you. The Von Miller injury bumps it from basically a pick 'em to Broncos now catching 3. I actually played a little Broncos plus 3 today when it got to a full field goal. What do you think?
I like that play, too. I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but, Denver really tends to get off to a strong start. Every year they, the first 5-6 games, they have that conditioning advantage of altitude. I think it's a low-scoring game, so catching the field goal, I think, is a really, really smart play. It's funny because, I know Esler tweeted something about this yesterday, talking about getting, the opening lines, right, hinting at getting the opening lines. But, there's times like this where you got to be nimble and react to, hey, what's happening on the closing line as well. And this is one of those scenarios where, Tennessee, you could see them winning by 1 or 2, but a field goal, it's kind of like, worst case might be a push. I'll take that. And I think Denver wins the game. It's funny listening to this segment before this, I was trying to think where Mr. Andrew Locke would fit in that QBR ranking.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I think he'll be somewhere in the middle. I don't think he'll be the best, but I don't think he'll be the worst. The other game, that's still what, around 6.5?
Yeah.
No, it's up to a full 7 now.
A 7, yeah.
Man, now that's one where I might you might take the Giants. I don't know, but it's just so hard to see that Steelers defense. Daniel Jones, I don't know, man. That's a no play for me, I think, still.
Yeah, when it was a Titans and Broncos was a pick 'em, and the news broke on Von Miller, so I went ahead and pounded the Titans at pick 'em. And then Cortland Sutton also out. So I kind of feel like I'm getting good value for that. But now that it's at 3, I might play a little bit the other side.
It's not a bad spot, and hope it's a 1 or 2 point game.
Yeah.
Straddle it, Fred. Play both sides. You wouldn't be the first guy to do that. Yeah, I did pretty good yesterday, man. I got starting off week one with the bankroll is always a good thing. The only thing that screwed me was, which I'm sure did a lot of people, and, you know, I was like, Philip Rivers isn't going to be Philip Rivers, is he? And sure enough, as clockwork, he's – I don't know who's more toast, him or Tomas Brady, but I think you're going to see I think those guys both go significantly into the double digits for picks this year.
Oh, I'm certain. I'm certain, yeah. Philip Rivers, because he's still not even acting like he – like Brady's a check-down guy now.
Yep.
Rivers still feels like he's gambling. Yeah. He's out there like, I can make this throw, bro. And no, you can't. You're not making that throw. You're making it, and it goes to the other team.
Yeah, he'll be good for a couple of pick sixes this year at least. And but yeah, it was. I thought it was an interesting weekend. You know, the one I was listening to. Are you guys still working with RJ this year?
I haven't talked to him in a while. No, RJ said he was going to get back to me this weekend, and then he didn't.
Well, only because I was driving for hours through the wastelands of New Mexico and Colorado did I listen to his podcast. But that guy, yes, Matty Holt, was like, man, if there's two things I'm going to do, or he said, if there's one thing I'm going to do, I'm just going to, you know, pound all the overs because there's going to be, you know, nothing but sloppy tackling. And, you know, definitely saw some tackles missed that should have been made. But, you know, I thought it was quality play, really, and quality officiating. I didn't, you know, I was red zone in it, so I didn't see everything. But there were no calls where I was like, what the heck, refs, you know? And that was good first weekend for sure.
What do you think of the Texans?
You know, I thought that would go kind of as it did, right? That KC would sort of pull away late, and you know, KC seemed like they just weren't even really challenged. You know, I don't see anybody stopping in KC, but obviously they've got you know, a tall order this weekend, so. You know, being in an 0-2 hole, that's no way to start.
All right. You hang around for us first segment, Eric?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I got to tell you where I made all those bets. And as a matter of fact, I already bet the Ravens -6.5 on my bookie. And that's where you can go. College football. Interested in that Baylor game. Baylor -7. Over under of 60. So I'll be taking a look at that game as well. So we got football now. We also got NHL. We've got soccer going on. You name it, it's all happening on MyBookie. And the best part about MyBookie is when you win, you get paid. There's a lot of these sites that, man, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with MyBookie. And whatever you want to do, parlays, you want to bet live betting, totals, they've got it all. And easy deposits and withdrawals, that's fantastic. Tons of options. And if you join today, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie's got it all, man. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Eric Mark was asking if you got any snow last week. I thought I saw that it was snowing up there.
Crazy amounts of snow, especially up in the mountains. Denver didn't get so much, but it was really cool. Down in New Mexico where we were hunting, it was about 10,000, a little under 10,000 feet. And literally every minute, there was a snapping sound of an aspen tree breaking. And at first, you know, it kind of scared us with, oh, there's an elk, you know. And it got to the point where it didn't even bother the elk, you know, and they were actually feasting on all of the downed aspen leaves. But yeah, there was in parts of Colorado, definitely up to 15, 17 inches for sure. It's all melted now, but it was quite the storm for sure. Looks like Houston's going to avoid this next hurricane.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to stay east of us. But, well, you know, we also avoided the cold front that got everybody else. So, you know.
Hey, tell us what's going on. I guess I'm assuming you're still doing, like, some kind of Zoom calls or meetings. And maybe you know what they're brewing over at Carbach. What's new coming down the tubes?
I do, AJ. I do. And the one that we're all super excited for and we'll try when I'm back is the Horseshoe Pilsner. That's the beer that we're doing to benefit the Southern Smoke Foundation. And it's a really good German-style Pilsner. It'll be out early, mid-October in stores. Of course, there's still a little bit of Carboctoberfest to be had out there. And yeah, we had a really good weekend at the restaurant and beer garden this weekend. Traffic was good. It was almost as strong as last September. So, you know, things finally starting to bounce back. And of course, we're not, you know, packing people in irresponsibly. That's all socially distanced and safe and all of that. So, feeling like coming out to the brewery, now's a really good time as the weather does start to cool down just a touch. But yeah, that's the beer we're all really excited about right now.
And what's the ETA on it?
Yeah, it of course we'll get you guys advanced copy as we always do.
Almost always.
That'll be in a couple weeks, and then it'll hit the stores mid October in earnest.
And the beer that we made that we put in the barrels, how long is that going to take?
You know, I think we get that off of that barrel like November time, just in time for the holidays, AJ. And we'll maybe you can come over to the brewery and we can either do some cans or some special bottles. We'll bottle some up, and that could be little stocking stuffers for all of your. All the people who are close to you.
I'll just drink it. don't worry about it. You know me. I'm a selfish person, Eric. Yeah, if anything, that's one thing that I am.
At least you're consistent.
That's right. In the actual barrel series, like in the fun series, what's the next thing you guys have coming for that, or do you have anything in the works for that?
You know, we still have the Scotch ale that we put into the Scotch barrels that we're looking to release probably early next year. But yeah, you know, those beers just don't really sell like they used to. The shine has worn off a little bit on some of those, unfortunately. So, but I think at least, you know, releasing it in February instead of July will give us a little more of a fighter's chance.
So Eric, I wanted to ask you a couple things. Didn't look like the menu was full, but there was some really good stuff there. When do we anticipate getting the menu back to a full thing? Because you didn't have poutine, which disappointed me.
Yeah, you know, that's all. So remember, they just have been open for a couple weeks.
Right.
I think they're just trying to kind of see what the new normal looks like, and then, you know, kind of as volume dictates, you know, we'll start, you know, phasing in more menu items again. But, you know, they do have, you know, obviously follow us on all the social media, and they're, you know, they're doing some daily specials, and they've got some weekly specials they're doing every night of the week. Wednesday, I believe, is the Crawford Bach burger night. You get the burger, the glass, and the beer for like $18. Heck of a deal. So, yeah, I think we're all looking forward to getting, you know, full menus back. But I think they want to get on first base and then, you know, go from there.
Well, they had the Korean fried chicken, which is always what I...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey was a big fan of the Korean fried chicken, although he did say it was burning his throat the next day. So
better that than something else it could have burned.
That's true.
Made everybody's lives miserable, right?
But he said... This is the best fried chicken, or no, he called them chicken nuggets. This is the best chicken nuggets I've ever had in my life.
He was saying, God bless this chicken.
God bless this chicken. God bless this chicken.
So, is, you know, that is the one item other than the burger, but even the burger, you know, we've changed up over the years in terms of, you know, what different, you know, meat suppliers and different accoutrements that go with it. But the Korean fried chicken, that's been there since, you know, the beginning. That's always does well for us. So, yeah, it's a crowd favorite, that's for sure. But, yeah, you know, I think the chef, he'll come up with some, you know, holiday seasonal items. And I always think, you know, you should preempt Thanksgiving dinner with a little, you know, turkey dinner special starting like mid-October. But I like turkey. A lot of people don't.
Did you kill an elk?
I didn't, man. It came
you
down
suck.
To the buzzer on the last day. We saw a ton. Now, keep in mind, I was going out with the bow and arrow, so you got to get super close. But took a shot and like can't even say it. Like bounced off the rim. It was just it was an air ball.
You
but
missed.
It was. What's that?
You missed.
I did, which is good, actually, because unlike with a gun, if you hit the elk with the arrow and don't hit in the sweet spot, that's no bueno. But it was uphill. It was literally last shooting light. My guide was 20 yards behind me, so I didn't have him telling me the exact distance. So I think I overshot, and the arrow is lying in the woods of New Mexico, and the elk lives to see another day.
Good
but
for him.
It was cool. We saw a bear. We got close to a bear. Almost shot that.
With your bow and arrow?
Yeah, man.
Bro, that's a bet. Well, I guess in New Mexico, it's a black bear. You might have had a shot against it.
Yeah. But, oh, I would never do that with a grizzly. But with a black bear, yeah. And the guide, you know.
I would have just brought a gun. I don't like this idea of shooting bow and arrows at animals. I feel like that's I mean, while it does sort of make things a little more fair, it feels like you should have a gun just in case.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why the guide has, unfortunately they don't do it that way, because then, you know, there'd be guys, you know, getting these trophy elk saying, well, I tried with the bow and arrow, but I think I got him, so I had to pull out my rifle and finish him, you know, and so that's why that wouldn't work. But
I get it.
Yeah, a clean miss is better than a wounded elk. But yeah, I was a little disappointed for sure. But great place.
Well,
this place is amazing.
Good news, we're all equally disappointed in you, so it's okay.
All right.
Well, hopefully next time we talk to you, maybe we'll be here.
Yeah, yeah, I think it will be, man. If it's not the last week of September, I think it'll be first week of October. So wrapping up this project I'm working on here, and then I'll be back, and we'll taste some of that horseshoe pilsner. And AJ, just for you, even though we're doing it draft only right now, I'm going to bring you some of our 12th man beer.
What's that?
Because I know how big of an Aggie fan you are.
Oh, I'm a very big Aggie fan. Everyone knows that about me. What's a 12th man beer?
So our marketing team, you know, DG and company, they have worked out a deal with Kyle Field, and we've got this beer kind of provisionally flowing there once things get really rolling. And then, yeah, I think the plan is to get that into cans here later in the year or early 2021.
All right, Eric. By the way, I still need a phone call from you about something, so don't forget about me.
All right. Let's talk tomorrow morning. Does that work?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you in here next time. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Follow him at MK Pallet on Twitter and joins us every couple of weeks. And always a pleasure. And hopefully the next show we're out there, Eric's there with us.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
And I'll go ahead and take this time to tell people about Carbach, since maybe you haven't figured out that we love Carbach here. We were over there last week. Great spot to have a meal. Great spot to watch a game. The outdoor TV they've got, they said they've got it for the rest of the month, the big screen outdoors. So get out there and watch games out there. And guys, try some of those beers. I think both those beers are still available on tap. The beer that Eric and I brewed together, at the S'more Stout, as well as the Black is Beautiful. And maybe if you're lucky that Belgian quad with figs and dates is still up on the board as well, because that was really outstanding. Either way, there's something for everybody out at Carbach, even if you just want to go with the simple stuff. You want Crawford Bach, you want Hopadillo, you want something easy and smooth, that's fine too. But there's something for everyone at Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or when you get out and about, ask your bartender, ask your server, go to the grocery store, make sure you take yourself home some Carbach.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Some people asking where Explosive wants to know where you can find 12 packs of Carboctoberfest. I don't know if you'll be able to find it anymore. You can find maybe a stray six pack here and there, but they still do have it on tap at the brewery. So
yeah, I would check your HEBs. They're always a good place to try.
Not an easy find, though. That stuff goes pretty quick.
So can I do my non-pedo positive Rona update of
yes.
the day? Okay, so we did have a little bit of a setback on Saturday. We had 1,767 new cases, which is the largest number in 2 weeks. But we followed that. We followed that up with only 705 yesterday. So, again, we're having these stretches now where we're under 1,000, and that's a positive. So one bad day, but then the trend continues to go downward for new cases, and hopefully that'll hold up for the next couple weeks, and you know we can continue to do responsible things. I'd like to get the show out again more often. I mean, doing it Thursday was great. Appreciate all the listeners who came out. It was a blast. But, the positive trend continues. And I even noticed that the Chronicle wrote about the positive trend today, finally.
Hey, now.
I don't want to say I've been ahead on this. And I don't know that they can say non-pedo the way I can. That it's
well, they did have that one guy that worked there.
You know, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, they did finally write a positive. Captain Pope was asking, is the deep story in The Boys a waste? I thought this episode was probably my least favorite because it was all about relationships and people getting dumped.
I slowed down. After I realized what you told me was going to come out every week,
yeah,
I didn't even watch episode 3. Mm. So I'm still only episodes in.
Episode 3, best one so far.
I just started the series yesterday.
Last night. But no spoilers, but the episode 4 was probably my least favorite after 3 was my favorite so far.
Of the season,
yeah. Yeah, okay. yeah. But
now I'm like, oh, I don't want to get way ahead on things. Right. And I've still been watching my brother-in-law's show. So I've been, the 100 Days Wild.
That's the name of it, 100 Days Wild?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
It's on Discovery Channel. And my wife is like in the rabbit hole of like Reddit threads and Facebook pages where they discuss it. And I'm having to keep her from like, defending her brother on things. So, because everybody has their people that they like.
Right.
And
right.
She's like,
that's the nature of these shows.
She's like, oh, hell no. And, so that's been fun.
Can I, speaking of fun, can I poke a little fun at your Houston Texans PR?
Please.
These are. Did you see your Texans team notes after the game Thursday? Did you bother to look at them?
I didn't bother to look.
All right. Well, if you close your eyes, you might imagine that the Texans won this game. Because here's some of the notes. They give you Texans team notes. Held the Chiefs scoreless in the first quarter for the first time since they were held scoreless in Week 11 of 2019 versus Baltimore. That's not actually that long ago.
No.
Held a team scoreless in the first quarter for the first time since Week 15 of 2019 at Tennessee.
Okay.
Also, not that long ago. Boy, here's one of my favorites. Held Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes to his third lowest yards per attempt, 6.6, in a game in his career.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Held the Chiefs to 8.8 yards per completion, which marked their lowest total since the start of the 2018 season.
You got to be honest. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
Like, if you imagine you're the person who's assigned, they're like, okay, we need you to pull like 15 positive stats from this game.
Shine up this turd for us, please.
Yeah. And I mean, they've got to come up with something. They can't just say, like, we can come on the air and say, God, the Texans are, they're an abortion. They were horrible. They should be embarrassed. They've actually got to do the job. They're like, well.
It's not like they can't send that email.
Right.
They have to.
They have to.
Here's some more for you. So I think some of these are pretty good. Had a quarterback and running back rush for a touchdown in the same game for the third time since the start of the 2019 season. So there's that. Had six players total five or more total tackles, which was the only the sixth time the Texans have done so in a game.
Well, you know when that happens, when the other team has the ball for the entire game.
And yeah, and the guy's running down the field on you and you're tackling him 7 yards downfield. Converted all three red zone opportunities into touchdowns.
Now, if you said six guys had tackles for loss in the game, I'd go, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
No. They just had tackles.
But this is only the third time since the start of the 2019 season the team had a perfect red zone touchdown percentage in a game with at least three red zone touchdowns.
Okay. So that means that in the entire game, they got into the red zone three times is what you're telling me.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
But that's not how it's Span. Yeah. That's
spanged.
There's good and bad spins on both sides. Gained 300.
Spooned.
Gained 360 total net yards, AJ. 118 rushing, 242 passing, and 21 first downs.
Well, there you have it.
They converted 4 of 10 third down attempts. Now, that's not really a positive. 1 of 1 fourth down attempts, 3 of 3 red zone attempts. Hey, you already said that.
Yep.
And
they got a full email to fill, remember.
And 3 of 4 goal to go attempts for 75%.
Do you think they use that trick where whenever you're writing a paper and you had to have a certain amount of words in it where you copy and pasted like the last paragraph and then you put it at the bottom of the paper but you just made the ink invisible so it counted the words but you don't, like you can't see it?
Is that how it works? I never thought to do that.
That's like a new age thing, yeah.
Yeah, that was before
Texans
my time.
Doing that in their... in their PR email that they have to have so many words in it.
Yeah, I'm too old for that to have worked. But like back then, I'm pretty sure my teachers actually had to like go through and with their finger and count words.
Count, yeah.
Sucks for them, but... and like Fred did reports on a typewriter at some point, I'm sure.
I actually did.
See?
Here's your last two. Held the Chiefs to 203 net passing yards, which was their fifth lowest total since the start of the 2018 season.
Yeah, damn right they did.
It's because they were running the ball down your throat at will. And here's my absolute favorite. They saved the best for last. Averaged 5.4 yards per rushing attempt, which is the sixth highest mark by Houston since week one of 2019.
So that... Okay, well, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them.
So, you know what? Props to these guys for coming up with these amazing stats that have absolutely nothing to do with the outcome of the game. But, hey, you know, that's all right. You don't want to get too much into those. Like getting four straight first downs on one drive.
Wouldn't want to get into that.
To the point where even Canadians are like, what the hell? So, but I just thought it was worth diving into that before we get too far into the week. And, you know, by then nobody's going to care because I can't wait to see what they come up with after Sunday's debacle when they lose to the Ravens.
That could be a close game.
Really?
No.
You can't tell me you haven't already.
I haven't bet it yet, but I will certainly.
I'm hearing a lot of people say the Kroger's have a lot of the Carbuck.
Well, there you go.
281 says, sounds like Show wrote that. It may have.
Could have been.
Might have been. Yeah, maybe that's his other job. I would have had a hard time coming up with anything that that positive. So, but you want to talk about positive, new brakes. And there's nothing more positive than new brakes. And if you're having some issues and you don't have the time to go to a store, guess what? They come to you. And if you're sitting at home, you can sit at home in your underwear and get your brakes done. How easy is that? Or you could be working, and you could be at your office and getting things done. They'll come to you. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And the best part is you just go online, newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. By the way, you're going to get 10% off your service when you mention ESPN. But they're going to get back to you within minutes with a quote, and it's going to be a surprise-free repair quote. And they've got sanitized tools and everything. They pride themselves on providing a transparent quote before they even touch your vehicle. And I've had a lot of listeners tell me the same thing. Man, it's so cool. It's so convenient. They do a great job. They do quality work, and I never had to leave my house. Go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Last segment. Holy bleep. Didn't even realize that. I guess that means we need a dumbass report.
Well, Fred, good news. I've got one just for you.
Well, and the listeners.
Well, and the listeners. You're right.
And Tyler.
And Tyler also.
And America.
Literally. Actually, I mean, he's listening right now, so he counts. We'll start in your home, Toronto. Toronto Public Health says six employees and one patron who visited a West Toronto strip club in the past 3 weeks have tested positive for coronavirus. They say the fact that one of the cases were in employees means the risk to patrons is low, that all but one of the cases were in employees says the risk to patrons is low, but the Toronto Public Health understands Club Paradise is now voluntarily closed for a two-week period. I do feel like the Champagne Room maybe a place where coronavirus easily passed.
Yeah, I don't recall the Toronto strip clubs being as where you could get all the things you can get in the strip clubs here.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I also haven't been there since '96. So, for the strip clubs,
police are looking for a suspect in an ATV crash. Not just any. Well, I mean, obviously, a suspect means that he did a crime. Well, he was trying to basically be a stuntman. He tried to hit a ramp and jump into the back of a moving pickup truck. As you can guess, it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, as you can guess, the guy who owns the pickup truck, pretty pissed about it. Like, hey, that's not how this works. You use your own pickup truck. So far, he's been able to avoid police. No one knows exactly where he is, but clearly not Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne, he would have made it. This guy, not Jason Bourne. And this is a story. This reminds me of something that would happen to Tyler. Tyler, if you don't know the story of Tyler, Tyler's been arrested multiple times for stealing underwear.
Mostly interesting stuff like Joe Exotic underwear.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, the stuff that has the pouch.
Yeah.
For your dong.
Well, in Japan, where apparently underwear theft is extremely common, men just break into houses and they don't, they go straight to the panty drawer. They're not looking for TVs. They're not looking for jewelry. They want to steal your panties if you're a lady.
Panty raids all the time.
However, they caught a 19-year-old who had been doing this, had been stealing panties, and he was identified on a security camera. And he apparently had a crush on a gal who lived on the ground floor of an apartment building, lived with a... It was a family, so it was a mom, a dad, and two kids. And the girl said she noticed a suspicious figure standing on the balcony. And when the mother called out, he ran at full speed. Well, he had already stolen underwear that were hanging out to dry on their balcony.
They don't have dryers in Japan?
Well, that's not what makes it a story. What makes it a story is the guy was seriously disappointed when he found out that all the underwear that he stole, these like teabag thong sort of underwears.
Yeah.
They all belong to the dad.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. When police asked him why he'd stolen the man's G-strings, he became confused and said, "No way, that's for men." Yep, it was for men.
Was dad a sumo wrestler?
No. But he was a guy who he liked to live dangerously, and you know, good for him. I'm not here to judge his underwear preferences. We're here to judge the guy who stole the underwear. Here's something you shouldn't do: if you're high on meth, you should not shoot at people trying to break into your house. Why? I mean, normally you would say, yeah, go ahead, shoot away. Well, because those people weren't real. So now you're having a gun battle with someone who's not actually there. And that will get you thrown in jail. That's in LaGrange, Indiana, which doesn't sound like a place where meth would be a thing, but apparently it is. So
there's two LaGranges?
There are two LaGranges, at least two LaGranges.
Yeah, at least two, yeah.
Maybe in Indiana they call it LaGrange.
Or LaGrange.
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 Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, yeah, gunfight, no one there. He went to a neighbor's house, went inside the garage, broke a window after throwing a gun at it. He then left the garage, and that's when police found him. Not wise guys.
You know, the good news is, in a gunfight with nobody, you do win.
Do you, or is it a tie?
I don't know. I don't. You don't get shot. You get a few shots off.
But you don't hit them.
You chased off the invisible people.
You didn't hit anybody, though.
Yeah, you don't have to hit them to win. You just chase them off.
If you are a 26-year-old and you are waiting on the results of your COVID test, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to quarantine yourself for a couple weeks, right?
No, you go out and party with your buddies and tell everybody you have the Rona, right?
No, actually, in this case, you go to Germany and go on a pub crawl and infect hundreds of people in a town that had basically all but wiped out the coronavirus.
I think you deserve a death penalty for that.
Yeah. According to local authorities, she already had symptoms on her pub crawl and was waiting for the results of her corona test. Now she's facing a fine of thousands of euros, which could be millions of dollars, after causing a coronavirus outbreak in Bavaria. Come on,
where is she from?
Shame.
All it says is American. It doesn't throw her all the way under the bus.
Probably like that Texas Tech chick. I don't know if you saw her, but yeah.
Maybe she was.
She's probably like one of these rich girls from like the Hamptons.
Probably so. Well, there you go.
All the more reason to kill her.
That's the dumbass report. Right. Yeah, remember when that kid get caned for? Remember that kid like several years back? Like they were gonna he like stole something and they were gonna cane him, and America had to be like, "Hey, this is one of our citizens. You can't beat him with a cane for shoplifting."
Was this in like Singapore?
Singapore, that's where it was. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they should just cane this chick. And it's not like we're going to go save her. She's got coronavirus. She's basically already dead.
That's I mean, that's a really crappy thing to do to people.
Yeah.
I mean, if just wait.
It's worse than shoplifting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of tolerance for that. If you know and go out and do a pub crawl, I mean, geez, that's typical American. This is why we have a bad reputation. Of course, a Japanese guy did that early on, and nobody remembers that.
Well, the Japanese guy we forgot about that because he started stealing panties.
That's true. And then got caned for it.
Yeah.
So there's that. So did the Giants score a touchdown?
The Giants scored a touchdown. Do they already have the ball back? Or is this a replay? It's a replay? Okay.
Daniel Jones. Yeah, that's the replay of it right there. Darius Slayton.
Well, that's terrible coverage. I'm not going to lie.
He kind of juked off the back. So.
Oh, okay. Juked off?
Did he at least talk sweet to him first? Buy him dinner? No. Late hits coming up next.
Yeah,
programming note.
Creighton and Braddock coming up next, so check them out. I'm sure they'll have a lot of thoughts on the Rockets as well and the NFL from yesterday. All right, great job, Tyler. Always a pleasure working with you, brother. Great job, AJ. Great job by Eric Warner. Pretty good job from Lance, except when we could hear him because of his phone. That was moderately mediocre today. It's going to wrap it up. Stick around for late hits. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.